Conserving energy. Fatigue is a common symptom that can be triggered by illness, and this can have a significant impact on your function, thoughts and behaviour. Tiredness makes you less motivated, which can mean you avoid activity, which in turn increases fatigue. The cycle can be difficult to break, but it can be managed by understanding why and when you have less energy, learning how to conserve that energy, and by keeping active. The four stages of conserving energy. First, planning. Save energy by reorganising tasks. Find the balance between doing things and, importantly, taking rest. Think about when your energy is at its highest and which activity can be done then. Which activities can be postponed, can be combined, or adapted by doing it differently. Spread these activities throughout the week. Secondly, prioritising. Use your reduced energy well. Think about your tasks in order of importance to you. If it isn't essential, don't do it. Delegate. Thirdly, pacing. Do a little at a time. If you feel tired after 20 minutes activity, stop after 10. Break the task down into small chunks. It's important to balance physical and mental tasks with breaks in between. Slow down, as this will take less of your energy. Lastly, permission. Give yourself permission to recognise the things you are achieving, however small. Be kind and patient with yourself. And importantly, save some energy for fun. Practical ways for conserving energy. Thinking about activities of daily life. Firstly, personal care. Install a grab rail for support. Sit to shower or bath. A shower board or stool might be helpful. Use a shower mitt or sponge rather than wringing a face cloth. Rest your elbows on a dressing table or sink while you're brushing your teeth or applying makeup. Think about the height of the toilet. It's much easier to stand from a raised height. Choose loose-fitting clothes. Organise yourself so you don't have to rush. Lay out your clothes before dressing to avoid walking back and forth for the socks that you'd forgotten. Use a long-handled shoehorn, sock aid or tight aid if needed. Walking and climbing stairs. Wear secure non-slip shoes. Pace your breathing as you walk. Breathe in for one count and slowly out for two. Use a wheelchair over longer distances. Maintain a good posture and avoid too much bending and twisting. Might be useful to put chairs at rest points. Use the support of the banister rails when using the stairs and stop when you need to. Meal preparation. Have frequent snacks to boost energy. Use frozen mixes and prepackaged food. Perhaps transport items in the house on a trolley. Cook twice as much and freeze half. Store all items used frequently at waist height to avoid bending. Laundry. Sit to transfer clothes into a washing machine or dryer. Put the basket on a chair to avoid bending when hanging out clothes on the washing line. And sit rather than stand if you're going to iron. By changing the way you do some of your tasks, you can save your precious energy to do the things you love.